Oregon lawmakers are considering two very different approaches to regulating marijuana this month. One bill would allow cities and counties to ban medical marijuana dispensaries within their borders. Another bill would ask voters to completely legalize recreational marijuana. An Oregon Senate panel could hold a preliminary vote on both measures Wednesday. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Medical marijuana dispensaries are popping up all over Oregon, even though technically they aren't actually legal. Oregon lawmakers nodded to that reality last summer and approved a bill to regulate the storefront operations. But some municipalities object to the rules that will take effect in March about where and how the shops can operate. Rob Buffett is with the Association of Oregon Counties.
We are about to roll out next month the most unregulated marijuana dispensary program in the nation.
Buffett's group backs a bill that would give cities and counties broad powers to ban dispensaries. Medical marijuana advocates like Jeff Sugarman say that's a bad idea. He says patients should have the right to access medical marijuana no matter where they live, and he says the pending rules for the rollout next month are more than adequate.
We believe that these are very strong regulations and are going to put Oregon in a very good position moving forward.
And moving forward for some pot advocates means moving forward with recreational marijuana as well. Anthony Johnson is heading up an effort to get a measure on the November ballot.
It is time to regulate and tax cannabis similar to how we do our wine and beer industries in this state.
Some Oregon lawmakers agree, or at least look at Washington and Colorado and say the writing is on the wall. But those same lawmakers say the legislature, not pot advocates, should write the ballot measure. The Oregon Sheriff's Association isn't happy about that. Daryl Fuller is the group's lobbyist.
The sheriffs oppose a legislative referral simply because we believe it adds the color of support, if you will, of the state of Oregon.
Still, this November, Oregon voters might see two measures on the ballot, one written by the legislature and one penned by the advocates. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.